North America, in the United States, there was one other action against shortwave pirates, and that was against Todd Daugherty, N9OGL. Now, Todd was sent a warning notice from the FCC, dated October 16, 2007, for operating an unlicensed radio station on, among other frequencies, 6.950 and 13.556 megahertz. The information indicated that the signal strength of these transmissions exceeded the power limit of the Part 15 of the Commission's rule for unlicensed transmitter. And this is how it was covered in This Week in Amateur Radio.
Daugherty received a warning notice and a request for information from the FCC, advising him of information before the commission that indicates you are operating an unlicensed radio station on, among other frequencies, 6.950 and 13.556 megahertz. The information indicates that the signal strength of these transmissions exceeded the power limit of Part 15 of the Commission's rules for unlicensed transmitters. That limit is 30 microvolts per meter at 30 meters. The letter also stated that Commission radio direction finding signals indicate that such transmissions were made from your location on 13.556 megahertz at various dates in November 2006. This information raises serious questions regarding your qualifications to retain an amateur license. The FCC gave Daugherty 20 days to answer 8 questions regarding his operating practices, including wanting to know if he has used the name Todd Odarkte, N9OGL, and if so, asked him to describe the circumstances under which he used it and the dates. Daugherty was warned that the FCC will use all relevant information before it, including information that you disclose in your reply, to determine what, if any, enforcement action is warranted in this matter. Such action may include license revocation, suspension of your operator privileges, or monetary forfeiture.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.